Hello, and welcome to another edition of Interviewing the Legends, brought to you by the Publicity Works Agency, devoted to promoting musicians and authors worldwide. Call us today at 941-877-1552 to start your free publicity evaluation. Remember, we shine only when we make you shine. Please welcome the host of Interviewing the Legends, music journalist, author, and entrepreneur, Ray Shasho.
Hello, once again, everyone. I'm your host, Ray Shasho. Welcome to another edition of Interviewing the Legends on BBS Radio, brought to you by the Publicity Works Agency. Call us today at 941-877-1552 or email us at publicityworksagency.com. Remember, we shine only when we make you shine. When it comes to virtues such as endurance, unconditional commitment, and a thoroughly down-to-earth attitude, Anvil are the measure of all things. Like a few other metal acts, the band surrounding founding members Steve Lipskudlow and Rob Reiner, plus bassist Chris Robertson, have earned their laurels of blood, sweat, and tears. Since their 2009 documentary film, The Story of Anvil, which reveals the unvarnished truth about the music industry, the world has been aware that the day-to-day life of most musicians doesn't consist of MTV awards, Grammy ceremonies, red carpets, champagne, and caviar, but mainly of energy-sapping tour de force with little sleep, junk food, and meager earnings. Yet these difficult conditions have made Anvil what they are today, a band that stands solid as a rock in the turbulent waters of a musical genre that produces like no other music by fans for fans. So Rob Reiner refers with a sense of justified pride to Anvil's latest release, Legal at Last, simply as one more Anvil album. Because quotes such as this show that the band has survived despite all adversities, losing none of its musical style or sense of reality. Kudlow, Reiner, or Robertson would never use cliches such as harder, faster, louder, or attempt to present their own accomplishments as superhuman feats. Rob Reiner is right. Legal at Last is simply an impressive new statement by a band that stands for the same values in 2020 as it did when it was first launched in autumn 1978. Please welcome guitarist and lead vocalist for the heavy metal group Anvil, Steve Lipskudlow. Hello, Steve. I'm doing good, man. You know, it's funny, we said blood, sweat, and tears, and I'm interviewing David Clayton Thomas tomorrow. That's kind of weird.
Hey, tell him a little bit, the song Brainwashed.
Brainwashed? Okay, I'll tell him that.
I mean, that's before blood, sweat, and tears, but amazing song. I was actually thinking about redoing it.
Oh, yeah, that would be a great idea, man.
That's a great song, man.
It is.
Actually, very heavy, really.
Yeah, they were pretty psychedelic jazz band, you know, back in the '60s. You know, they were, and of course we had the original Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Great songs back then as well. I want to say, man, I admire you a lot. Okay, it's not easy to take a job. You know, like you did, you know, after reaching almost stardom and then taking one of these, you know, a job just to make money. You know, a lot of people may refuse to do that and probably end up crashing and burning, but you stuck to your dreams, man. I went through a similar thing myself. So I understand.
Well, anybody who becomes successful has to have that attitude.
Right.
There's no such thing, and you don't, when you initially do it, you don't got to have it in your mind. I'm not doing it for money, it's because I love it.
Well, you stuck to your guns, you stuck to your dreams for so many years, and it finally panned out, right?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on that, man, because, you know, I'm really happy for you guys.
Well, in a certain sense, it had all along. See, that's the thing that I don't, that I kind of don't relate to some of the way that it's hyped up.
Right.
Okay? It's not like, hey, when we did that movie, that was our 13th album.
Right.
We're not talking about a band that failed after its first attempt.
Right.
Right? So, this was our 13th album that we went in to do.
Yeah, you guys...
You never get big stardom virtually ever. No one does. You know, one out of a million does. So, it's everyone's story who's ever tried to make it at doing anything in the arts.
Exactly.
Period.
Yeah. I'm with you on that. But there are some people that get lucky and they hit it off right away, you know, unfortunately.
Yeah, and then they usually die of an overdose later.
Yeah, exactly. I want to tell you, man, I love the album.
Thanks very much.
Legal at Last on AFM Records. It's going to be released this month, I think the 14th on Valentine's Day. And, you know, you really wail on this album, by the way.
I'm very happy with it, and I'm more excited in a certain sense to go out and play. That's what it's all about for me.
Well, I'm giving it 5 stars. To me, it's, you know, it's not like in every, it's more than just a regular Anvil album, in my opinion, you know. You got Legal at Last, which is an incredible tune. It's about weed, which, you know, I've got a lot of pot stocks, and I'm taking a nosedive right now. because as soon as you get a little bad news here and there, then it kind of fluctuates, you know, and I guess we're not there yet. There's still a lot of companies that are still trying to make it, but I'm with you on that. Nabbed in Nebraska, another cool track. Again, great guitar licks. Chemtrails, we know what that's all about. Little conspiracy there.
Well, is it a conspiracy?
Or is it real news, right?
Well, the thing is, man, nothing is believable anymore.
I know.
Our democracy is in shambles. All with the fake news shit.
Yeah.
Really bad.
Yeah, we really don't know what's real and what's not.
And you know what? What truth is, whatever you want to believe, that's what truth is now.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
You know, so it's like, you know, Moses goes up to the mountain, film at 11. You know what I mean? Is it fake news? What was it? You know? I don't know. I kind of make fun of it all, you know, because ultimately that's what life is anyway, and nothing written down is can be accurate.
True.
Just because it's written down, it makes it seem more accurate.
Right.
But is it? You know, the history books are all written by the victors of all the wars. How accurate is it?
True. You're 100% right, man.
You know, so you want to learn world history, and then you're reading world history according to the people who won all the wars.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay.
True, and now they're trying to change history, you know, with the Confederacy and all that. So the history books in the future might not even have any of that in there.
Yeah, right. Whatever they feel like changing as we go along, they'll change it.
Exactly.
History has changed.
Yep.
Now it's not accurate. Now it's more fake news. Right. You go. What's the truth? Okay. Well, I did the research.
Uh-huh.
I did as much research as I could find.
Right.
You know, and I found out that they're whatever they do know is that they're spraying the sky with a chemical called alumina,
okay,
which is a reflective kind of aluminum, liquid aluminum that stops sunlight from coming through, which is supposed to slow down the process of global warming.
Really, I didn't know that. Huh.
Well, that's what I read.
Yeah.
Now, is it accurate? I don't know.
Right. That's pretty scary stuff, you know. And, you know, I see cancer rates, you know, are hitting the roof, you know. So.
Well, actually, the stuff that they feel or they have at least theories or I don't know what you call it, but people who have Alzheimer's disease
right.
have a high level of aluminum in their bloodstream.
Wow.
So yeah. It depends on how your body reacts to those chemicals and those substances and to what happens to you. So it could very well be that a great rise in people getting Alzheimer's is due to the fact that they've been spraying the sky with alumina. I don't know. You tell me. Someone tell me. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, all things are somewhat tied to the legalization of marijuana. And that's what the whole album is kind of pertaining to, whether I did it on purpose or not. It's somewhat of a coincidence. Because marijuana was never legalized or made illegal because it's dangerous or because it's bad for you. It was bad for the economy. And what do I mean by that? Well, in particular, for instance, is the cotton industry.
Mm-hmm.
If we were all wearing green jeans, okay, hemp-made jeans, they'd last 10 times longer, and it would put the cotton industry completely out of business.
Yeah.
Say goodbye to Levi's.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, that's just one example, never mind all the other substances. I mean, not only that, but they could have actually made biofuel like hemp, diesel out of hemp.
Yep.
There's a number of different things that hemp can be produced for. And from what I understand, that there's even a form of it or the way that they can actually manufacture concrete made out of hemp.
Wow.
Which is apparently could last 10 times longer than anything we've ever known.
Yeah.
So there's all kinds of industrial applications to the hemp plant that were initially and were there to begin with. Come on, that's what all the ropes were made out of. All the sails on all the tall ships in the early days were made out of all out of hemp.
Right. Right.
You know, what did they know about cotton manufacturing in the 1200s? You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a lot to be said about marijuana and the derivative roll off and stuff that is actually connected to it as far as our environment and our health.
Yep. Well, you know, I look at Tommy Chong and Willie Nelson. it's working for them, man.
Yeah, well, you know, the depletion of the actual chemicals, the CBD, in our entire ecology has removed it from everything that we eat, drink, and whatever, right?
Right.
So what happens is when you take those oils, you're giving your body what it's been depleted of.
I agree.
Those things actually fight cancer.
Yeah.
So in other words, if it hadn't been removed from our ecology, then we'd all naturally be taking those drugs, and maybe not so many people would be getting cancer.
I agree with you 100%, man. My wife's a nurse. She's a retired nurse, and she does the hemp oil, and she swears by it. You know?
Yeah, so it's not hearsay, and the real stuff was figured out during President Nixon's presidency.
Uh huh.
And when he found out about that, he had all the information abolished, so no one would know about it.
It's incredible, isn't it?
It is incredible.
I don't get that at all.
Absolutely incredible. We don't even want to know that shit that goes on in our world.
I know.
Man.
I agree.
And you want to talk about conspiracy?
Yeah.
Holy smokes, man. Look out.
Well, drug companies, number one.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Well, the album is great. I also like another favorite was Said and Done. To me, you know, a couple of tracks, I heard a little Black Sabbath in there, which was great, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. one of my major influences, and they're not around.
No.
So someone's got to pick up the ball.
Exactly. Yeah, poor Ozzy. You know, I don't know how many concerts he's got left, you know. So.
Yeah, well, we'll never have another Ozzy or, you know, like that sounding voice ever again. Voices are very, very unique and independent and, and very, very magical. And that's actually what separates all the bands from each other. So, you know, that's a very, 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 very touchy subject that you're going there, you know.
Yeah.
We're going into what I'm kind of coining the decade of death. everything that we and all the great bands that we knew, and love are all gonna go. They're all in their late 70s or mid 70s, some even as old as 80s.
I know. Yep.
So, you know, we're not here. We all have an expiry date, and that's the end of it. That's the way it works. And there's no replacement.
There isn't. And there'll probably never be, you know?
No, there's never a replacement.
No.
There's never been another Buddy Rich, and there never will be.
I agree. Me and you are about the same age, and we would have been in high school together. We would have hung out. All my friends were in bands. I was in a band. You know, we grew up with the greatest music ever. You know, the 60s and the early 70s and mid 70s. There was nothing like it, man. There was nothing like it. We were lucky.
Yeah, it was a golden age.
It was a golden age, and it probably never happened again.
Well, certainly there isn't the infrastructure for it ever to happen again. There's no more record companies.
Exactly. And radio sucks. You know, radio was the guys that introduced people to new music, and they're not doing that, you know?
Well, yeah, especially the rock radio stations today, they're all playing the stuff from the 70s.
Yeah, the same old stuff.
Going, what the hell? Yeah. And, you know, you get a band, like, I'll just give you an example, and I'm not even talking about myself, I'm talking about one of my all-time favorite Canadian bands is April Wine.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And we're really good friends with Miles Goodwin, the lead singer and the main songwriter. And he'll write songs today, and they'll never play it on the radio.
I know.
When you think about that, you go, what? It's going on. There's no point.
It's ridiculous. I had
Miles. Why don't you guys record another album? Go, no point. Why?
Yeah. I had Miles on the.
They're not going to play it on the radio. And I go, yeah, but he says, I could write the next biggest hit, and they still won't play it on the radio because we're an old name. Forget it. It ain't going to happen.
I know.
It's like, wow. That's sad.
It is sad. I had Miles on the show not too long ago.
Yeah, and he's doing blues now.
Yeah, he's good. He's good guy.
A blues thing that he's doing, and it's doing really well.
Good guy.
Well, there you go. You know, you've got to reinvent yourself or find some other way. And thank goodness. I mean, the guy's extraordinary, absolutely extraordinary, genius songwriter. So what the hell? What can you say?
Yeah. Randy Bachman told me that what they should do, you know, without radio, it's not going to come back. You need to have, you know, play an oldie, play a new song. Play an oldie, play a new song, you know, by the same artist. You know, play a new Randy Bachman song. You want to play an old one, fine, but play his new stuff, you know?
But they won't.
They won't do it.
Well, it's like a few years ago, I was on tour with Saxon.
Right.
And the drummer from Saxon, Nigel, he starts playing me this album, and I'm listening to it, and I go, that sounds like the Stones. He goes, it is. And I go, yeah, but that's the best recording I've ever heard of them, ever. Like, holy shit, what the fuck is what?
Yeah.
And I listen, why isn't this on the radio? And he goes, good question.
Well, you know, that's another thing. Corporate took over all the radio stations, you know, with the iHeartRadio and all this other crap, you know? And there's no DJs like there used to be. Everything's on tape, you know? I was a DJ back, I was a top 40 guy back in the late 70s. So I saw the changes.
Wow.
Yeah.
And here's KC and the Sunshine Band.
Yeah, exactly. But it was a nice mixture then, you know. We were playing Zeppelin, you know, because they had a couple of new tunes. Then we were playing a lot of the new wave stuff with the Cars and
Right,
of course.
Yeah,
it was a nice mix, actually. You know, a few disco songs, but, you know, that was probably the last of mixing it up, you know?
Yeah, well, everything has its day.
Everything has its day.
You know?
Yeah. So what's going on with you guys besides the album? You got a monster tour coming up.
Yep, that's for sure.
It's pretty huge.
There's about 50 shows.
Yeah.
A bunch of stuff got added about 2 weeks ago. So, yeah, I mean, wow. It's going to be a long one, which is great. That's what we do.
That's what you do.
I'm making a living, man.
Exactly.
I'm doing what all musicians wish and want to do.
Exactly.
Go out and play and not have a regular job and make a living doing music. What could be better than that?
Nothing.
That's right, nothing. And that's all that I ever wanted. And people go, well, when are you going to retire? And I go, I am retired. This is the retirement plan. What are you talking about? All my hard physical labor doing deliveries and shit ended 13 years
ago. That's right. Like I said, I admire that a lot. You know, I've been interviewing rock stars. I've done over, I don't know, 2,000 interviews over the last 7 years. No money, but I don't give a shit. It's what I love to do. Same
right
thing.
On.
You know, I love music, you know. Grew up, it's been in my blood forever, you know. And I'm happy. That's the main thing.
Well, that is the main thing.
Yeah.
That's the thing that they just don't understand. You know, why would you do something and not make $1 million at it for so long?
Yeah.
You're a loser, man.
I know.
No, I'm doing what I love. I'm a winner.
Yeah. A lot of people
tell
me.
When you do what you hate and you continue doing it, you're losing.
Yeah.
That's not what life's about.
You're exactly right. There are people out there, if you're not making money, you're a loser. You know? That's what they tell me. You know? I don't care.
It's not about money, man. It's about happiness.
Exactly.
That's what life really is, man.
Yeah.
Why do some people go through life and they go, life is hell? Well, change it.
Right, right.
The reason it's hell is because you made it that way.
Exactly.
You know, if you're not in control of your own destiny, then what's the point?
Yeah.
You gotta find what makes you happy. And that's really what our whole mission is here. Just like you're looking for the right spouse to make you happy.
Exactly.
To find happiness, fulfillment.
Yeah. Life's too short.
You know, if you find if you go and marry a witch and she's driving you crazy and you're miserable, fix it.
It's true. You know?
That's what I mean. It's the same thing. You go to a job you hate. Quit.
Yeah. That's true.
Go get a real job that you like.
Yeah. Yeah, you're a smart guy, man.
Well, no, it's what it is, man. Because what are you going to lay on your deathbed and go, I should have, would have, could have?
I know.
What the hell is that?
I know.
And, you know, going back to the album, that's what Said and Done is about.
Yeah.
That's exactly what Said and Done is about.
Great song.
Deathbed confessions with no regret. Fulfill my desires. On that you place your bet.
Yep.
That's what it's about, man. Right there. And I live by it and have my whole life. And I will be, when I do go out and I'm on my deathbed, I'll be able to say, I got no regrets.
Yeah, that's true. Well, this album has everything, man. It's got great messages, like you say. The music's fantastic. Like I said, you wail on guitar. You know, you're an excellent guitar player. You know.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. Did you guys ever think about a rhythm guitarist or not? You just want to do the power trio thing?
We had a rhythm guitar, and I did all the work anyway. So why did I have a rhythm guitar? I needed a good bass player who could sing.
Yeah.
That's what I needed, and I got that.
You got that.
So I got everything I need.
Yeah, the band's solid. The band's really solid. Is it true that did Lemmy ask you to replace Eddie Clark, Fast Eddie Clark, at one time?
Yes, he did.
That is true, huh?
Yeah, that's true.
Huh.
And I didn't do it.
Yeah.
I'm dedicated to Anvil, and that's what I do, and that's my band, and that's my music, and that's what I do.
Yeah.
Joining Motorhead would have lost that.
Right. Different direction. Totally.
Yeah, it would be, you know, I'm joining someone else's band. It's not my band anymore.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it was nice to be asked by one of the greats.
Yeah, absolutely. And very flattering, and we were friends throughout his whole life anyway, and mine.
Right.
I mean, it certainly didn't stop us from being friends, and in fact, we were friends before he asked me. So I think that's part of the reason he asked me.
Yeah.
not to mention that we have had a huge amount of musical influences that were the same.
Yeah.
And you can tell when you listen to Angle, there's things that remind you of Motorhead.
Oh, well, yeah, definitely.
Not that it's like Motorhead, it's when we listen to the same music.
Yeah, that's true. You know, on one of your next albums, I suggest, you know the painting that Rob did of Anvil with the little, you know, the he put it in a scale where the people are small and there's a big anvil?
Oh, the monument.
Yeah. Put that on your one of your album covers.
It is on an album cover. It's on a best of.
Oh, it's on a best of. I got to look for that then. Yeah.
Yeah, that's called Monument of Metal.
I love it, man. I love that picture.
It's cool.
It is cool. Yeah, he's good. He's good at it. Steve, where'd you get Lips from? Where did that come from?
Well, it was a nickname that Rob's dad had for me.
Oh, okay. Where did he get that from?
I think because he get in a conversation and I just get wound up and start yakking real, you know. And it's like, it's Mr. Lips. And then it's like, okay, well, whatever.
That's funny. I could see him calling Mick Jagger that, but...
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I don't really have big lips, but...
No,
yeah,
not at all. Here's a question I ask everybody. I get some really interesting answers. If you had a Field of Dreams wish, like the movie, to perform, collaborate with anyone from the past or present, who would that be?
Oh, wow. Well, I really would. I mean, like you did mention Motorhead, I would have at least liked to have done a couple songs.
With Lemmy? Yeah.
Just to see what it would have been, if nothing else. And it's out of major curiosity.
I could see that, definitely. Yeah. That would have been a great story there, a nice collaboration with you guys.
Yeah, and I just to see what it would have done. Because we some of the conversations we had, who knows what kind of lyrics that could have brought.
Right, right.
Never mind the riffage, never mind the music, you know?
Exactly. Yep.
But it's fascinating that, you know, Hendrix being one of my all-time favorites and one of those, just one of those kind of things, and Lemmy worked for him.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Like, how is that? Nothing could be more cool than that.
That is cool.
He's actually roadieing for Jimi Hendrix, man. That's unbelievable.
That's awesome. I'm talking to Mike Finnegan this Friday. He was in the Electric Ladyland. He played keyboards.
Wow.
Yeah. That's going to be cool.
Oh, totally, man.
He's a session guy. He's been a session guy for a long time.
Well, interesting. I met his friends with the director of the Anvil movie.
Right.
Is Lulu.
Right.
You know the girl that sang To Sir With Love?
Yeah, I love her. I love Lulu.
She's awesome, man. And just recently, I saw a clip of Jimi Hendrix playing on her show back in the 60s and him going overtime.
Wow.
Like he was supposed to end and he kept on going. Huh. And he started playing Sunshine of Your Love by the Cream. And the look on Lulu's face is like, oh my God, what am I going to do now?
Yeah, she's pretty cool. I like Lulu. She looks better now than she did back then.
Yeah, she's awesome, man. Wow.
Yeah.
What an interesting, fascinating person.
Yep.
Oh, I got another interview. They're calling.
Steve, thank you so much, man, for being on the show today. Lots of luck with the album and the tour. I'm really proud of you guys. You guys are awesome. Keep it up, man. I hope you come to Florida one day.
Oh, we will.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. you very much.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Purchase the latest release by Anvil entitled Legal at Last at AFM Records. For more information about Steve Lips Petlow and Anvil, including the touring dates, visit www.my.tbaytel.net/tgallo/anvil. And they are also on Facebook at www.facebook.com/anvilmetal. You can also buy the new album on Amazon. It'll be released on February the 14th. It'll be available. And you can pre-order now at AFM Records, www.shop.afm-records.de/anvil/. If you put in AFM Records, I'm sure you can find it much easier than that. We want to thank, very special thanks to Dustin Hardman Promotions and Marketing at AFM Records for arranging this interview with Steve Lips Petlow of Anvil and the dynamic duo of Doug and Don Newsome of BBS Radio for making the magic happen for each and every broadcast of Interviewing the Legends. If you have comments or suggestions for the show, contact me at interviewingthelegends@gmail.com. And please subscribe to my YouTube channel, Interviewing the Legends with Ray Shasho, for the very latest interviews. It is real news, people. The Anvil movie that came out in 2008, with the documentary, which is incredible. Everybody must see that. It's called The Story of Anvil. And it's right now currently available. I watched it on Amazon Prime. And I watched that just a few weeks ago. It's a fantastic documentary. And also, my new book is finally out, entitled The Rockstar Chronicles. Chronicles Truths, Confessions, and Wisdom from the Music Legends That Set Us Free. Order yours today on hardcover or ebook at bookbaby.com or amazon.com. It features over 45 intimate conversations with some of the greatest rock legends on the planet. Have a great week, everybody.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to Interviewing the Legends, brought to you by the Publicity Works Agency. Call 941-877-1552 or visit us at publicityworksagency.com, specializing in author and music artist publicity plans. We shine when we make you shine. Tune in to Interviewing the Legends every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Pacific Time on BBS Radio, Station 1.